Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I thought we would talk about the state of the nation, state of the city, and the state of how we are living with each other. Initially, I thought we would do a special episode on prayers, and that might come into play today too, but at this point, my heart is feeling the need for prayers, as well as just a release of concern that I have for everyone. I have been trying to find the words to share to help us all find ways to pray and to call on our higher power, on God, to help us make a break in the stronghold of crime that is facing our communities. And I believe that any life lost, especially an innocent life, is an egregious harm to humanity and to life in general. And I'm not sure why some people are comfortable hurting each other or randomly shooting and taking another person's life. I'm not understanding how people get up and put their gun in their pocket, their purse, their backpack, and then get angry and feel like someone should pay for their anger. You know, for me, what I do when I feel that anger is trying to grab hold of my peace, I try to stop it. I either excuse myself from the phone, I go into my room, I close my door, I try some yoga, I pray, I do a lot of things to try to control the parts of me that I don't want to have affect anyone else. And now, they're granted, there are certain people who are really good at pushing my buttons, and thankfully it's only a few, but they have this ability to kind of like dig under my skin. And it's mostly because of miscommunication and them not interpreting when I'm saying that I've had enough, I just need to have my space, and I don't feel like you're respecting me right now. And so I'm still working with that. My thought is that that's what we need to teach our children to say. That's what we need to say to one another, and that we need to pull back. We need to stop. You know, just say, hey, we'll talk another time. Or, you know, I need some space right now. I'm not feeling at my best. What we don't need to do is to trigger other people. And granted, right now, a lot of people are on the edge. They're just hanging on a ledge, and they're not sure when they're going to break, when the dam is going to flow, and all the water is going to be let out. And you know, I don't have the answer for every problem. I don't have the answer for half the problems. But I have the answer for the problems that I myself experience. And those are the ones I can share with you. And so I know that occasionally my mouth gets to going and I have to stop it. And I need people to like acknowledge that and let me do that. But the last few days, it's like I've just felt really heavy in my heart, mostly for the people around me who were going through things that I didn't understand because I wasn't out there. So I had to kind of get myself into the fray to find out what was going on. And then today I just had these tears that were flowing because I was thinking, okay, now I understand what people have been dealing with for the last few days. But no one was telling me. And as I checked, it wasn't just the family members that I knew that were affected, but people that were in the community at large that were affected, and I didn't get a chance to express my love for them because I wasn't aware. And then when I started to try to reach out today, I just had these tears flowing. And you know, the only thing I really can do with those tears is to pray. I can pray, I can speak to you, I can write, and I can cry. These are the things that kind of help me, and I'm not sure what helps you, but I think talking is the way we get through this. Praying is the way that we make it through, and respecting each other is the way that we can do something about what's going on. I don't believe anyone deserves to be beaten, mistreated, abused, or anything else. Now, if you commit a crime and the police need to arrest you, let them arrest you. Because if you've done wrong, you know what's coming. Don't run from them. Don't start a high-speed chase. Don't do that. And when they ask you to be quiet, close your mouth. If you're like me and you have a little trouble with that, start talking to God. Say a prayer. You know, do what you need to do to not make the situation worse. And so the situation that's on my heart right now was a situation that did not involve police officers, but it involved community members. And I don't think I personally knew any of the people who were involved. In fact, I'm sure I didn't. But somehow, as is usually the case, innocent people were affected. They were killed, and many more were shot. And as I checked this out, I found several other occurrences. And I just have to remind everyone, and myself this too, that we are God's child. You're God's child. And whoever you have this animosity with, they are also a child of God. And while you may think you get away with the anger that's inside of you, it's very negative to your own physical well-being. You know, it depletes your energy mentally, physically, and spiritually. It causes your heart rate to raise. It causes your blood pressure to go up. It can trigger additional things. It can make your pain worse. It can trigger other issues with diabetes or whatever illnesses or issues you may have. And you may not even realize that's what's causing it. But I just want to ask you, as a mother, a grandmother, and a daughter of the Most High, to just do something else with the feelings and the anger when it tries to get into your spirit. Sit down, or better yet, get up and go for a walk by yourself. You don't need a gun with you, okay? Go to the gym if you don't want to be outside and this, or it's too late. Put your mask on, cover yourself in the ways you need to cover yourself, but get the energy out of you, whatever it is that is upsetting you, that is making your heart heavy, that is bringing on your tears. Get it out. And when you remove that adrenaline and that anxiety, that anger, whatever it is that's going through you, you give yourself a chance to heal. You give a chance to the community so the community can heal. Because any life taken is a life gone too soon, you know? And, you know, my heart just aches, and I wanna help people, and I want you to help people. And I don't think that my people who listen to my show are the ones who are doing this, but I think you might have some clue as to why this is going on. Maybe you're in the community and you are one of the aunties or one of the safe homes, and people always know they can come to you. Talk to the young men and the young women who are around you. Let them know that they have options out here, that they don't have to pick up a gun. And if you know somebody who has committed a crime, don't put yourself in danger, but make sure you start removing yourself from these people, because you won't be able to help someone if that's what they're wanting to do, if they're hurting other people. They may have hurt somebody else this time, but next time they can hurt you. When bullets are shot, there's no name on them. You know, and I understand people need guns for their safety of themselves in their home. And I get that. But sometimes they're in the hands of people who don't have any self-control. Or maybe they're having mental health issues that they haven't even identified themselves. You know, and the other thing we're seeing people who are covering up for these people, hiding these people. Don't do that. Don't get yourself involved, because sometimes you may help somebody and not know the extent of the damage they have caused, but then you become an accomplice. And let me tell you, when you get in front of the judge and the jury, they don't care if you didn't pull that trigger. They don't care if you didn't throw that fist, or if you didn't stab that person. What they care about was that you knew, you drove the person there, or you picked the person up, you let them be in your car, or you're hiding them in your house. And you can receive the same sentences that they receive. You heard me right. You can receive those sentences, and you may not have done anything that you would not have normally done on any given day. And you may have a great heart, but if you get involved, you become part of the problem. You become part of the crime that is affecting our communities. And I've seen some mothers out there who have done this. They have, you know, they get up and they holler about what their child wouldn't do and their child didn't mean to do. But if your child does it, you know, that child owns it. It doesn't mean that you own it, but it means that you need to step up and try to help make it right. And so as I talk to you today, I just ask you to love each other, to love your neighbor, to love your brother. If you don't like your brother or your sister, hey, just don't be around them. But don't bring negative energy into a situation and make it worse. If you go somewhere and there's negativity already there, excuse yourself. Get out of that space. You don't need that in your life. You know, life is energy, and what you give out, you will get back. And we all have made those kind of mistakes where we've been angry and we have said something or did something that wasn't nice. And that happens. But you can throw one fist and hit someone and they fall and they never get up again. You can push one chair and not realize the force that you've done that with and cause someone to be hurt. And it hurts my heart to see these people who have lived their life and they have worked hard. They have retired and they are now in their golden years and they are being hurt by people who have no right to hurt them. You don't have to pick up a gun. You don't have to rob anybody. If you need something, ask. If you need a piece of bread, if you need a job, if you need a roof over your head, if you need shoes for your feet, clothes for your body, or diapers for your child, ask. And I'm going to tell you that I believe people will help you. That doesn't mean they're not going to be a little scared, right? They might want you to push back from them while they hand it to you, or they might say, step away from the door. But they will help you. And I'm also going to tell you that if you've done somebody wrong, 9 times out of 10, they will still pray for you. They may not want you around, but they will still pray for you. So I believe that wherever you are and whoever you are, that prayers are sent for you each day that you don't even know about. And I am going to continue to pray, and I'm going to continue to put prayers out there, and I'm going to continue to ask you to pray for yourself and pray for others. We only make a difference in this life if we try to love, if we try to help someone else, and if you understand the preciousness of the life that you have been given and the one that God gives everyone else. I think I'm going to leave this conversation here. But I do want to close out with a prayer for a friend. I haven't sent it to her yet today because I just found out that she has been affected by this latest situation. And each time, like I said, each time I try to say something, my heart it flows. But I'm thinking that if you just close your eyes with me and you maybe just lift your hand up right now. If you're driving, don't do that. But if you're not driving, just lift your hand up and just call and just say, God, I am here. Father, I am here. I am listening to you. I am understanding what's going on in my life. And the things that I don't understand, I know you will make them clear to me. Father, this crime is going on and it's all around me. I'm not doing it. And if I've done something in the past, please forgive me. Father, if you know of a way that I can be more useful for you, and for your children, please show me. Open my eyes, open my ears. My arms are here, Father. Just utilize me for your purpose. Father, there's just so much in my heart right now that just wants to hug these people out here. Some of these people have never been loved by you. They don't know that you love them. So they don't know that your love is there for them and waiting. And the people who we want to help these people have not found them yet, right? Maybe they didn't have a mother at home or a father at home. Whatever they didn't have, we know that you are that person for them. You are their father. You are their provider. You are their salvation. And God, the tears that we see right now, we know they don't have to be here. And I know you, God. I know you are a loving Father. And I know that you don't want this to continue. I know you see our tears. I know you feel our anger. You feel our pain. And you are doing what you need to do. We need to do what we need to do. We need to go to your word and seek your guidance and forgive one another, Father. We know we can do this. So I'm going to ask you right now to please touch the life of anyone hearing this message right now. And allow them to touch others' lives with this word, Father. Please open their heart and remove whatever is inside of their heart that is causing them pain. If they've lost someone right now, Father, give them comfort. If they are lost themselves out there and they don't know what to do, show them the way. Father, if they are struggling in any way, please make a way for them. I know you can do it. Sweet, precious, loving Father, we are here and we thank you for being there. thank you. We thank you for the things that you are doing for us every day, because we know you are continuing to make a way. When we don't see a way and we can't stop our tears, we know you are here. You are what allows us to continue to move through each day. You carry us, you care for our hearts, you protect us, and you guide us. And we just want to be fully open to your blessings and your understanding. Father, help me so that I can best serve you and spread your word. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you hear my voice, I am sending this prayer to you, and I am telling you, I believe God can change your life. I believe you just need to ask him to do that. And if you need help, help is there for you. And I pray this prayer for you. And I pray this through God's Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are in this world, God loves you. Wherever you think you are missing something, God can feel it. You just need to ask and believe and have faith and know that it will be there. And there may be things that you don't see, but they are there for you, and God is going to make a way to open your heart and your eyes so that you can see them, you can feel them, and you can receive them. You just have to be a willing spirit. Till we speak again, be well.